Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined on the line by crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. We were telling you about a little bit earlier the release of the man known as the American Taliban and raising some questions as to how safe exactly this can be. Does he still pose a threat? Brad, what do you think? He's being released from federal prison today, but does he still have that threat on the country?
Well, we don't know. I mean, supposedly in 2015, he told NBC that, quote, the Islamic State was doing a spectacular job. Now, that's not a comment that one of us would make if we, you know, were opposed to extremist thinking. So I don't know. The tricky part is going to be how you monitor him, because the judge has ordered that he can't go on the internet without permission. Now, think about trying to monitor that, since every place the three of us turn any given time is the internet. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But trying to determine who he talks to, when he talks to them, he's not allowed to, if he goes online, he's not allowed to talk in Arabic. He can only talk in English. Again, monitoring that could be tricky. And, you know, the bigger picture here is, do people sort of de-radicalize? Some do, and some don't. And it's a mixed bag in countries that have de-radicalization programs, and we don't really have any formal programs. Whether they work or not. So, you know, we'll just have to see.
Now, when he's being released today, he's not just on his own as he walks away from that prison, right? Isn't he going to a halfway house or something in Washington?
He may be in a halfway house for a while. Then he'll be on what they called supervised release, which is basically parole, where a federal probation officer will monitor the things that I just discussed, among other things, to keep track of him day in and day out. But I'd be interested to know how in the world they're actually going to do that as far as monitoring his internet activity.
You know, is this in a way a perfect test for these monitoring things that a lot of people are still working on getting up and running, because we're worried so much about catching people who we don't know? You know, are these people being radicalized? How do you find these, you know, so-called lone wolf terrorists before they do something? Here we actually have a person who we're trying to monitor. We can kind of test that out.
Exactly. And we're going to test it even more, because since 9/11, there's been roughly 350 people convicted in the U.S. of Islamic terrorist activity. A big chunk of those are going to be released in the next 5 years. So, you know, what goes on with Mr. Lin, some version of that will probably go on when they are released.
Brad, you were a federal probation officer at one time, right?
Correct. 10 years.
What is that like?
Well, I mean, it's a sort of a contradictory job where you're sort of a social worker on one side and a cop on the other. You know, you are the person that sort of keeps the person on the street or gets a warrant and they go back to prison. So, as I said earlier, it's a unique situation with John Walker Lynn as to how you monitor some of these things, and what manpower and what technology you can sort of add to it. But, you know, there'll be a lot of unannounced spot checking. I'm going to guess, and I don't know this, they may even put a tracker on him so they know where he is all the time, just to see where his movements are. You know, who is he talking to, etc. But, you know, it remains to be seen, obviously, if he's going to remain, on the side of the law.
Yeah, I'm guessing you had a hard enough time monitoring someone as it is without all these extra rules in place. There has to be like a team on this guy, right?
There would have to be a team. I mean, I had 60 people on probation and parole in 16 counties. So, you know, right. If I had had John Walker Lynn added to what I was already doing, it wouldn't be realistic. They clearly will assign more than one person to him. And like I said, they're going to have to put some unique tracking technology in place to see what he's up to.
And how long would he be on probation? The rest of
his
life? Okay.
No.
So after three years...
I mean, he got 20 years. He did 17. So at the end of the 20, he'll go off, you know, supervised release. Now, you know, obviously if he gets in trouble between now and then, that's a different story because he could be sentenced potentially for something else. But yes, 3 years, if he stays on good behavior, he'll be done.
Okay. Interesting to note that. Brad, thanks so much. It's Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst. Former probation officer himself gives some good insight. The man known as the American Taliban, who's set to be released from federal prison today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.